The Pyramid Report on TSN. After federal officials barred international students from attending colleges that go online only this fall, Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology sued, seeking to have the ICE policy reversed and declared unlawful. Dr. Perryman agrees.
That's a very short-sighted policy for a variety of reasons. Just trying to enforce something like this when you have different countries and different cultures and different stages of the virus and restrictions on travel and things of that nature, it's going to be very difficult to implement. I'm looking at the bigger picture, the long-term picture. Many of the brightest students in the world come to the United States for their education. They go to our top schools. Many of them stay here and become doctors in our healthcare systems and scientists and engineers that advance knowledge in our society here in the United States and also become some of the college professors that teach the next generation of students. There are very real long-term economic issues that are critical to our long-term future that say we need to do the things we can to keep the best and the brightest here. For the Texas State Network, I'm Ray Perryman.